of course, we're going to post pictures of those patches on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. It's always reaching for the next frontier, our website, largely because of the hard work of our web editor, Laura Conaway. And Laura's in studio. Hey, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing okay. We're going to a couple of places today.
Mercury, first off. The planet. We've picked up an astrophysicist along the way, Summer Ash.
I love that we have our own in-house astrophysicist.
And that she's named Summer Ash. She's studying for her PhD. She's at Oxford right now, the big Oxford, not Oxford, Mississippi, where I'm from, in England. And she sent us a little thing today about the Messenger spacecraft, which is going out to study space. And it is going to have one heck of a near brush with Mercury today.
Oh.
Today. Which is, in the world of astrophysicists and people like us who just admire them, is kind of cool. It's going to be within 125 miles of Mercury, and it's going to be going at something like 15,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's close.
That is close. Where's the second place we're going?
The second place we're going is to the pantry.
Oh,
actually, we're going to raid the fridge.
All right.
We had Michael Pollan on the air last week, and he was talking about his book, In Defense of Food. And we got him to reveal a couple of his guilty pleasures, which I think were Cracker Jacks and corn chips.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So we threw it open, you know, what are the guilty pleasures of the listenership?
Yeah.
And they came rolling in. One person votes for Swedish fish, I think because of their purity. It says it's nothing but artificial flavors, corn syrup, and artificial color. Ingredients you can count on.
Very organic Pop-Tarts. In my house, we call them crack tarts.
Right.
That was from Robin.
There you go. I mean, it's good food, you know? All right, Jägermeister. What is Jägermeister? Some kind of liquor? Liqueur?
It's a really horrible liquor. And by horrible, I mean the kind of stuff that makes you black out.
Yeah, it's really
not
bad.
Not that I know from personal experience.
Yeah, no. Wouldn't have anything to do with that. But the person says she's pretty sure it's drilled straight from the pits of hell, Jägermeister. Which probably it is.
Yeah, and somebody thought it was interesting, though, and even Michael Pollan acknowledged this, saying it's interesting that his guilty pleasures are both corn-based, given how thoroughly he's exposed the way corn, according to this person, is a destructive force in American
agriculture. Oh, he's all over how bad corn is for us, and the corn subsidies are huge. And yet, you know, he's like anybody else. When his junk food urges come calling, it's corn.
Can't turn them down. All right, what else do we have?
We're going to go into a whole new frontier. We're going to go to the Twitter feed. I don't know if people out there really know what Twitter is. There's a website called twitter.com, and BPP is on it. And you can check us out. You can join it. You can talk to us. Twitter is weird when you first start. It makes almost no sense. It has a bunch of different people who sort of sign up and yak at each other all day in messages that are no longer than 140 characters. And it's sort of a cocktail party. It's sort of a blog. It's sort of I am. So I'm going to ask you, Allison,
yes,
right
on.
Now, if you would Twitter. Twitter right. Says, what are you doing?
I am talking to Laura Conaway. We have soundless keyboards in case you... on the radio and web.
And then you press...
update.
Update.
And... there I am.
Launched. So check it out, guys. Come and join our Twitter feed. We'll join yours, and we'll have a great time yakking at each other. We are twitter.com.
This is cool. I just did it again. I spelled is
oh,
wrong.
Oh, no. She's stuck on it. Intervention. We are twitter.com/BPP.
I will never get anything done.
Oh, no. We're going to have to pull this thing. Where's the tech? Call tech support.
It could be a problem. Oh, you've created a monster. Laura Conaway, our web editor. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project, but we're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Have yourself a really good one. This is the BPP from NPR News. I'm going back to Twitter now.